Star 94.1, and we welcome the legendary Paul Porter. Paul, how are you?
Great, HJ. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I noticed you were sporting that Celtic jersey.
Don't say nothing about Garnett, man. Hey. That's the man.
Now, I am a Lakers fan.
Are you a Lakers fan?
I'm a Lakers fan, man.
Well, I'm sure you got disappointed.
This is going to be a hard interview. Let me think of some hard questions.
Hey, look, you know, the Lakers have had over, you know, a lot of, they've won a lot of world, you know.
True.
You know, they've just been phenomenal over the years. Look, Kobe's got, what, how many rings?
Oh, man, three.
Yeah. So, you know, they've had their day.
I hope we can do it next year.
Okay.
Is Garnett retiring?
No. Okay. All right. We better stick this out, man.
Okay. Paul, I noticed on your new project, which is called A New Day.
A New Day.
You're doing it by yourself.
Doing it by myself.
Okay. Why do it by yourself with all the accolades and all the success you've had with the Christianaires? Now you're doing it by yourself.
Well, I say, you know, like 30 years in with the Christianaires, you know, I have been offered opportunities for the last 15 years to do a solo project, but I was staying true to what, you know, God had gave me with the Christianaires. And I just think it was a time designed as well as through the whole 30-year career. You know, I've been the main writer for the Christianaires, the producer and everything like that. And God gave me some songs embedded into me that, I people had always labeled me as Paul Porter, Christianaires, Two Wings kind of guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there was more of a variety in my spirit, and God gave it to me for this record, and I'm just putting it out as a new day, you know, different feel and something that's different, a little bit different from the Christianaires, and then even I stayed true to what the, you know, people expect from the Christianaires.
So, are you meaning we won't get that signature Paul Porter sound?
Oh, you're going to get that, because I'm never going to leave that, and I'm never going to leave, you know, I want to stay true to my fans that already know me, as well as, it's really about the growth of ministry and wanting to appeal to the masses and just, you know, appeal to a lot more than just the quartet arena. And even the Christianaires did that for some, you know, a lot of times we were booked on choir anniversaries and things of that nature. But I just think this album is more diverse. It's a lot different from what I was doing with the Christianaires. But we're still true to, you know, Paul Porter sound.
You mentioned the quartet arena. It seems like people are getting away from that quartet thing now because you have people who have been successful like Smokey Norful.
Mm-hmm.
You've had people been successful just like Marvin Sapp.
Fred Hammond.
Mm-hmm. And their songs are crossing over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Will Paul Porter's song cross over?
Well, the thing I would say about that is I'm just going to let God do whatever with this record. I'm not trying to cross over. I think, you know, I remember when Kirk Franklin did a song. What was the main song that he had? The first big hit was, But what was it? The Reason Why We Sing.
Right.
He wasn't trying to cross over with that. He didn't know and it was played on secular radio every day at lunchtime, and it brought him into a whole nother mass crowd of people. And I just think a message is a message, and at the end of the day, if something over here touches somebody else and feeds them, I know what the purpose I recorded it for, and my lyrical content is all about praising God and blessing people. So if, you know, something crosses over and blesses somebody, I mean, you know, the average person is sitting in the house without a job, sitting there drinking a cup of coffee, reading newspaper, trying to find a job. If one of those songs touched that person that had never been to church before, I'm thanking God for it.
Why is secular music embracing gospel now?
Well, I think, you know, so many traditions were going on back in the day that are not. You know, you look at so many religions like the Church of God in Christ, the Baptists, and everybody had their strict rules of whatever. But, you know, there's a time now when, you know, kids are on the streets that are, you know, doing so many different strange things that now we need to have a stronger message to, you know, get to these children and take them off drugs and things of that nature. So to answer your question about why is the secular world embracing gospel now, I think everybody is looking for a word from God.
Your song, What Did You Do?
Mm-hmm.
What's the message?
The message is to let your mind run back. And can you think about if you're a veteran and at being saved, can you think about what the Lord did for you when you got saved? I mean, did you dance? Did you shout? Did you praise his name? Did you tell the Lord, so glad I'm saved? Did you cry? Did you, you know, shout? Did you, you know, do a holy dance? Some people might have break danced. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But whatever, it's just letting your mind run back to reminisce. It's almost like when you got your first car, or, you know, when you got, you know, graduated from high school. This is a spiritual question. What did you do when the Lord saved you?
When you start writing and you come up with something, mm-hmm. you go in the studio, you produce, mm-hmm. do you ever get to a point after you finish that finished product, you say, this is it, man. I know this is it.
Well, you know what? I've never done that before because I'm always so critical and so timid on myself, you know, and I've always asked the Lord, Lord, did I do what you had me to do? I just know that I feel more confident when I go in the studio that God has given me this to do and, you know, however it blesses. You know, I think I flew from Memphis, Tennessee to Chicago and got off the plane, cut two wings in 2 hours, got back on the plane and went home, and it was a Grammy-nominated song. And I had no practice on it. The guy just went to the piano and said, dun, 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 dun. Cut it in 2 hours, and if people know what recording is, it's just, you know, rare that you cut a song in 2 hours.
Definitely.
And so it's just a matter of you just never know the chemistry that God gives you. A lot of times I dream songs and wake up in the middle of the night and write down words. Then sometimes on the plane a melody will come to me. God feeds you different ways for you to bless his people.
That's my follow-up question. Mm-hmm. When you are ready to write, is there a mm-hmm. special place you go, or mm-hmm. how do you do it?
Never, ever, ever for me. I don't know how it applies to other writers, some of these great writers like Fred Hammond. Just like, you know, Marvin Sapp was inspired to write, never could have made it through the death of his father. Because
right.
he was, you know, trying to preach the sermon, and he said he thought he was ready, and he just, you know, broke down when he was trying to talk about his dad. But I would say I have had every giving experience over 30 years of writing songs. I have been, you know, laying in the bed, sleep, wake up. I wrote a song, you know, thank God to the radio, a tribute to the radio angels. I came up with that, and Bishop Al Hobbs penned it as a choir name, the radio angels. But what I was thinking about is I walked into a hospital room, and this lady told me, she said, look at this. This is the only thing I have. She said, I got my little radio, and this is all I can do. I can't go to church. I'm laying here paralyzed in my bed. And she said, the only thing I have is a person from a radio station to bless me and pray for me and, you know, say words over me. And so I got to thinking about that, and I went home, and I laid down in the bed that night, and I said, man, these people, you know, they don't really know the lives that they touch, or it always goes unheard of how radio people bless. You know, it's just sometimes you don't get the right credit for what you guys do because you're sitting there praying for the sick, you know, or reading the scripture to somebody that's blessing them while they're laying in a hospital bed or that. And I said, man, it wouldn't be no us if it wasn't no you. And I had to go and just write a song. I said, they're really angels. So I said, what do I call them? Radio angels. So
Wow. The
inspirations for different songs, it depends on, you know, the situation.
And we thank you for that, Paul.
Amen. It was a heartfelt thing that I had to do for radio because, you know, I